Hi there, it's Chelsea with Mellow Moon Mama Podcast, and today my special guest is my daughter Eloise, and she's here to give us a walkthrough of how to be more unicorn-like. It was a class that she's been thinking about and designing for a while, and a few people had signed up for it via my social media accounts. So I'll make sure and get this podcast to those of you who signed up to find out how to be more unicorn-like. So, Eloise, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
I like unicorns. I like unicorns because they are very pretty, and I like their horn, and they have magical powers.
Can you tell us some more things about unicorns? What do they like to eat?
They like to eat candy and flowers.
Oh.
And the boy unicorns lose their horns when they're grown-ups. But when they're kids, they still have their horns. But the girls have their horns all the time. Oh. Only they have to shed them when they get kind of yucky. And then grow them back, but that's hard. So they use water, the magical water of this magical creek that I don't know where it is. They fill something up, and then they dip the horns in. And that makes the horns so shiny that you can hardly look at their horns.
Oh my goodness. So how did you learn so much about unicorns?
I self-taught.
You self-taught. Excellent. So do you have any tips for our listeners today on how humans can be more like unicorns? Do you want to share with us? I think maybe the listeners would like to hear from you. Okay, so let's see. She has written down, you can gallop really fast for exercise. Is that right?
Yes.
Yep. Are there any other type of exercises that are more unicorn-like?
Lower and
I like higher
the horn.
Okay. Do unicorns talk or sing or anything like that?
They only can talk to animals, not humans.
Not humans. Oh, okay. Do they like to sing?
Yes.
Yeah? So is singing something humans could do to be more like unicorns?
Yeah.
Yeah? What kind of songs do unicorns like to sing?
Really pretty songs.
Really pretty songs? And then you have written here, drink watermelon juice. Is that something that unicorns do, or is that something you recommend that humans can do to be more like unicorns?
Unicorns drink watermelon juice.
Oh, so you suggest that humans do that?
Yeah.
To channel the powers of unicorns?
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
And if they do all the things that unicorns do, then they will become a unicorn.
Oh, my. It also says here, snack on blueberries.
Uh-huh.
Why is that such a unicorn food?
Because they really like things that are all squishy and they taste good.
Oh.
And blueberries are like that.
Yeah. What else is good about blueberries?
Some of them are big and,
Mommy, I
and squishy and juicy. And unicorns like things like that, too.
Very nice. Well, do you have any final thoughts on how humans can be more like unicorns?
They can make unicorn sounds like, neigh.
Yeah? What else?
And they're kind of like a horse with a horn.
Yeah. So what is the purpose of their horn?
If some enemy is trying to eat them, then they can charge with their head down low and gallop really fast.
Oh my.
That's kind of like an exercise, but it's actually kind of, and it's actually protecting them.
Oh, when they charge with their horn down?
Yeah, exercise and protecting them.
Is there any other, are there any other magical properties of a unicorn's horn?
They can pick blueberries with them. They just go.
Wow, that's impressive.
And then they just flick them up into the air, and they can catch them with their mouth.
Wow. All right. Well, do you have any final thoughts that you would like to share with the listeners?
They really like if you give them flowers.
Oh, who doesn't like flowers, right?
Yeah.
Is there a specific kind?
Every kind of flower.
Every kind of flower. Lovely. Well, thanks for chatting with me today about unicorns.
Mama.
It was lovely. Want to say goodbye?
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening in. And if you go to the show notes, I'll try and do a summary of how to be more unicorn-like. Thank you.